and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, now I feel better about myself and being old and the shutdown and everything. Chris came in and said, I pulled a muscle washing my hair this morning. Awesome. Awesome, Grandpa. Way to go.
I threw my back out washing my hair.
Ow.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you what is more startling than my new iOS for my iPhone?
What?
Being on Jane Velez Mitchell yesterday on the CNN headline news. She is terrifying.
She's forceful.
I will do a little skit later about what that was like. There's way too many graphics for Grandma and things happening too fast. I was like,
That's HLN for you.
What?
It ain't your grandfather's CNN.
Remember, I told you because I'm on the regular CNN. CNN headline news is like the cool kids. They're the Heathers.
Yeah.
I'm not usually invited to go. I'm right here. I come to hair and makeup. They're like, what trial are you here to talk about? I'm like, I don't. I'm here and talking about a sequester again. And so I don't. This is one of the first times I've been on. It was quite startling. I'm on sensory overload still.
You probably flew in from a box, you know.
Right. There's too much happening too fast all at once. I'm just like, huh? What? What? Is it me now? Okay.
So if they're the Heathers, who's Christian Slater?
I think Stephanie was Veronica, you know, the Winona Ryder character.
Right.
The
one Stephanie, who, government shutdown. She's like, wham! Yeah.
The one who tried to fit in but didn't quite
fit.
Because she was a little odd.
She's like the female John McLaughlin. She just yells, like, wrong at you.
Yeah.
See, I have to say this part. I participated in the mainstream media yesterday. That is part of why Americans are confused about who's to blame. Stephanie Miller, government shutdown, who's to blame? Well, you know, clearly, Jane, the Republicans are to blame because... No, wrong! Amy Holmes!
Oh, you're on with Amy Holmes?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes. Then let's go to a furloughed worker. You're furloughed. What's that like for you? And then, like, they get to say one thing, and Stephanie, wait! I was like,
Stephanie, give us a communist point of view.
I said, well, that's a federal employee you just talked to, Jane, and the Republicans are rooting for public employees to get fired. No! Both sides are wrong! That's why we need a third party!
Oh, God. Did she really say
that? She was like, I signed up for one of the exchanges yesterday! Lemmer glitches! I'm like, well, that's because so many people were signing up that almost... Wrong! No! Stephanie!
Did she go to the federal website, or did she go to the California website?
No, it's because so many people were trying to sign up yesterday.
She went to the website in her head.
If you go to your state's website, and you know, then you should have been fine. California's site was fine yesterday.
Right, right, but it's, you know, obviously...
Both sides are wrong! We need a 17th party!
She's not used to the jokes. I was like, you're right, Jane. I said, run for president. There's only one thing for you to do now. You got to give up your show and give it to me.
She does not.
She does not have
a sense of humor.
Wow, she's terrifying. I thought she was going to shove me into the lockers.
Is she based here?
I thought I was going to get hit with a graphic or something. There was, like, too many things happening. I was like, suddenly I'm in a box and then I'm not. Then there's someone else and then I... Oh.
Is she based here?
No, she's in New York.
Okay.
And I can't even imagine.
So she used to be a local anchor
here. I
was
on satellite. I can't imagine being.
Oh, God.
She probably would. She'd probably punch you in the throat if she doesn't like what you said.
Surprised she didn't reach through that box and punch you.
Oh, okay. You're right. Both sides are to blame. Okay, so that was.
And by both sides, she means Obama.
Wow. I was. Ooh, the second I got home.
Maybe that's why you got the time wrong for me.
Oh, for the Rush Limbaugh bit. The stuff people are doing, Jim, to fearmonger people away from the exchanges is hilarious. They're at the point of yelling boogity boogity cheese. They're just boogity boogity cheese. Don't sign up. And it becomes
death panels.
It's like, oh God, I just love this more than anything. Okay, so this morning headline. This is just really. Boner has drunkenly stumbled into, I don't know, a blind alley or something. It's going to be some scene in some mob movie. I don't remember, but something. So the headline is Republicans have moved on to Plan E in the government shutdown fight.
E?
So polls already showing the American people wildly against
What were plans A through D?
Everything they've tried so far. They plan to now pass smaller targeted bills that would fund one government program at a time, piecemeal, the ones that they like.
Here's a dollar.
Yeah. And Democrats, to their credit,
were drunk when they thought of this.
Yeah, Democrats, to their credit, aren't falling for it. They're shooting all of that down. They want one clean CR.
They will consider three separate bills. That was, I guess, even yesterday. Each would fund and reopen different portions of the federal government, including national parks, veterans programs, and tourist attractions in Washington, D.C. The White House has already, of course, dismissed the idea. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid called it wacky. Republicans are trying to cherry-pick the parts of government they like, Reid said on the Senate floor. So this is Jim Ward and I will now perform a little skit.
Mm.
A little comedy skit for you. This is how this is going to go. You will be playing the role of President Obama. I will be playing the role of John Boehner, since we're fresh out of Boy Scouts now.
Okay.
Sorry. I apologize. Jim would be better at both, but...
And as we discovered yesterday, I can't do impressions.
No, you suck at everything. You're just human wallpaper. You're
good at throwing your back out in the shower.
Exactly. While washing my
special
hair.
Skill.
You just sit over there and play Parcheesi, Grandpa.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Oh, Mr. President, I have a compromise for you. How about we just open the national parks?
No.
How about if we just... You gotta go faster with the nose. How about if we just the veterans before...
No.
How about if...
No.
What?
Oh, wait, no.
I quit. Okay, that's it. That's how it's gonna go now.
Great.
No. It's like, you know, when a toddler's in a full-on... Can I have a... No.
I heard a pundit this morning
Are you done now?
I heard a pundit this morning say that this could go well into November.
Wouldn't
Great.
That be awesome? Yeah, everybody's saying, oh, this is going to go on for weeks, right into the debt ceiling. Completely.
Fantastic.
Terrific. No. That's how that's going to go.
No.
You stepped on my tail. I got no courage. Okay. That was a little more of my voice work thing.
Yeah,
hope you
thanks.
Enjoyed that. Jim would have been better at that, too, but, you know. I do what I can. Oh, some listener comedy. Everybody has their own little skets.
Oh, okay.
Their little analogy skets. Greg said, just saw this on Twitter. Cut off your leg, please. No. Your foot? No. Your toes? No. Just the pinky? No. You are compromising! Okay. I got some hate mail, as you might imagine. Oh, I believe I was quoting my future husband, Mike Tomosky, yesterday, when... Because a lot of people have been saying this, not just the he or I, it's that they have moved from not, they're not just hostage takers, mm-hmm. they're not just terrorists, they're suicide bombers at this point.
Right.
They're kamikazes.
Right, because they do not, they're not, with, first of all, they're not the hostage, they're going to shoot the hostage, A, we already know that, B, they're trying to take down the president and the entire United States government, as many people as they can.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I did not mean this literally, I meant it politically. Politically. Okay, Maury writes, hi, Stephanie. I heard you call me a suicide bomber today. I wanted to know that you are a C-word. Maury.
Yeah, that's...
Except it's written out.
Clever.
Yeah, that it's hit small media. Type, so I thought it was runt, but it is not.
That hit Mediaite yesterday. That's why you might have gotten...
Oh, did it?
It did.
Oh, yes, I got a couple of those.
Yes, so yes, you're denigrating the memory of those who died in Afghanistan kind of things.
Oh, come on.
Oh, boy.
Did you get that
one? You did not alert me to that. I was wondering where I got my excessive... Hey, I thought it was maybe from...
It was on Mediaite.
News. Oh!
Yeah.
All right, then. It is a obvious political analogy.
Right.
Because they are only interested in taking down as many people as they can with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's I am not the only person that's called this political terrorism. Oh, for God's sakes, really?
Dear Ms. Miller,
how dare you?
I, for one, do not take kindly to someone calling Americans suicide bombers or terrorists just because you do not agree with them.
It's not because I don't agree with them. It's because they're taking down the entire United States government.
I have 2+ years in Iraq, and I'm now going on 4 years in Afghanistan.
I got that one. Okay.
I'm independent.
Michelle Bachmann
like to both sides.
And Louis Gohmert, who was such a...
Gohmert.
Right?
Yeah.
They're over there mingling with the World War II veterans that couldn't get into the memorial.
Right.
Oh,
they shut it down.
I feel your pain. I don't know what kind of morons could have been responsible for this.
Why did Obama do
this?
This
is awful. Can I get my picture taken with you? This is awful. What kind of idiots would shut down a World War II memorial?
Oh my God.
Don't even bother asking, had they at long last, no shame. The
they don't.
No.
Computer says no.
Ed, bless his heart, not a strong speller.
No.
But he had a couple of thoughts.
Oh, okay.
And he tried twice. So I want to give him some cred. Ed, no salutation, no subject line.
No.
He was a little lazy, frankly.
Bless
not even spell check? Okay. Why? Okay, why is the president willing to talk with terrorist president of Iran and not the Republicans?
Because he's not a terrorist. He's the one guy we can talk to for a change.
Well, it's... Okay, he has been talking to Republicans.
God. Yes, he
has. By the way, we'll talk about this whole thing later, but yeah, they planned this. The Democrats have been asking to talk for months and months and months. These budget things have been done.
And Boehner has
they
refused.
Said this was their plan.
Yes.
They said it out loud.
Yes.
Budget Munster and others. We are waiting until we have the...
What do you think of that?
That's our leverage.
That's right. They're holding a hostage.
Okay.
They're a suicide bomber.
He is president of all Americans.
President?
President?
P-R-E-S-I-E-N-T. I didn't know whether he meant, like, you know, prescient, like psychic, or whether he just misspelled president.
Maybe he's trying to write it in Russian.
He is prescient, though, because he obviously saw how this was going to turn out.
True.
And the Republicans didn't. All right, Ed. Well, Ed tried again. Ed, writing later on that same day, sad the old resident shut down the White House tours. Now the left whining about national parks closing.
Obama didn't shut things down.
All right, well, Ed's... He did his best there.
Had nothing to do with it.
Okay, and this is what I participated in. Yes, this is what I have wrought.
Thank you, Stephanie.
By taking part in the mainstream media discussion of this. That's why we have turned into a nation of dopes. Greg writes, OMG, stupid people. Clip just now on CNN of people being stopped on the street and asked, which do you prefer, the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare?
Right. That's from Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah.
Yeah. Answer, the Affordable Care Act.
Oh, Affordable Care
not
Act.
Not a question, not Obamacare. Answer.
No. Hate Obamacare. Death panels.
Question.
Kenyan voodoo.
Why not Obamacare? Answer. I don't agree with that whole Obamacare thing.
Because it's Obama-y. Okay. Oh, but the Affordable Care Act. I like that.
Boogity-boogity cheese! Don't sign up for the exchange. Okay. Yeah.
Irish, ready to go.
We have some priceless Rush Limbaugh clips on just that subject.
Oh, boy.
They seem a little panicky.
Yeah.
All right, 18 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now, 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 23 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere.
They've shut down the government over an ideological crusade to deny affordable health insurance to millions of Americans.
Yes, it seems like a winning hand. Oh, not really, if you check the polling, which is only getting worse for our Republican friends. Elaine in North Carolina. Hello, Elaine.
Hi, how are you, Stephanie?
Good, go ahead.
Well, I've been thinking about the whole shutdown thing as probably most intelligent people in the country have, and it seems to me if the Republicans really want to reach a compromise, but they insist on having the one-year delay, then a possible compromise might be to go ahead and let the people who want to sign up for it this year sign up for it, but take the part out that says people are required to the first year. Then they'll see what bugs there are, et cetera, et cetera. Now, of course, I know one reason that the Republicans probably wouldn't want this is people might see that this is a darn good thing.
You didn't just flush the toilet, did you, Elaine?
Pardon me?
Did you just flush the toilet?
No, I'm actually in my car driving.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, that's disturbing. All right, thank you. Listen, there is no negotiating over this. As Harry Reid tweeted, I think, yesterday, we're not going to relitigate this.
Right.
I mean,
it's a law. It's not a bill.
Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, let's go back and talk about that again. Something we already decided 3.5 years ago. And okay, I don't want to say it again. Okay. Shutdown will cost the U.S. economy $300 million a day,
yep.
according to a new study. The economist said government spending touches every aspect of the economy, and disruption of spending more than direct loss of income threatens to damage investor and business confidence in ways that can seriously harm economic growth. No kidding.
I wonder if you could sue the people who are doing this.
Yeah, I wonder if we can get that money back.
Class action lawsuit.
From the Tea Party Republicans, please and thank you. We were talking about this, the closure of national parks, veterans programs, landmarks in D.C. Are some of the most visible effects.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Boner would like to fund the parts that are embarrassing and getting a lot of publicity.
Yeah, like the national parks.
One piece
and
at
the
a
veterans.
Time. Yeah. Right. And we were talking about this ridiculous scene yesterday with the Tea Party Republicans going to for a photo op with the World War II veterans that stormed the barricades to go see the memorial, even though it was closed. Acting like they're the... I cannot believe this. Oh, Jehovah
can't
God.
I can't believe that
Let's
Obama did this.
End of this shutdown is near, because this is awful.
Yay!
What sort of morons? Louis Gohmert, what are you doing? You're choking on a... With on a rubber spoon trying to eat pudding. Stop it. What kind of morons could have gotten us into this position?
Chutzpah.
That takes some...
Chutzpah.
It really did.
Yeah,
that
it did.
Took major...
Chutzpah.
Show up for a photo op. When you're the ones that caused the government to shut down. Oh, can I push your wheelchair for you so I can get in the picture? Yay, thanks.
Oops, I pushed you down my hall. Sorry.
Oh,
yay.
I'm sorry, and I'm the one that's disrespecting veterans?
Apparently.
For God's sakes. Like, I'm the only one that said they are like suicide bombers, meaning it in a political sense. I'm the one that...
How dare you?
How could anyone have spoken louder against sending people into Iraq in the first place?
To your credit, my friend Bobby said that it was a very valiant point and well made.
Thank you. Nicely done. I'll send my hate mail his way to answer.
Exactly.
I love this. Oh, God. Herp derp part 17 Uh-oh. Billion thousand. Republicans believe that a bill will put the Senate in a politically tricky spot.
Yeah.
Oh, this is one of those aha moments in the middle of the night last night. Because they'll be able to say to Democrats, for example, are holding back funding for veterans programs to protect Obamacare. The irony is, I love this, the irony is that the government is usually funded in a piecemeal approach to appropriation bills, something the House didn't do earlier this year because Republicans could not reach inter-party agreement on the bill's content.
Huh.
The White House said...
Damn you, Obama.
President Obama will veto the bills if they come to his desk. So nice try. Nice try, Bill. Nice try.
Wow.
Jim Ward, who said, in the year of our Lord... 2010, the voters of the United States elected the worst Congress in the history of the Republic. There has never been a single Congress, or more precisely, a single House of Congress, a more lethal combination of political ambition, political stupidity, and political vainglory than exists in this one. Who said that?
Louis Gohmert.
No. That was a bad guess. Our friend Charlie Pierce.
Aha.
In another great piece, The Reign of Morons is here. Who said, we have elected... an ungovernable collection of snake handlers, Bible bangers, ignorami, bagmen, and outright frauds. A collection so ungovernable it insists that the nation be ungovernable, too. We've elected people to govern us who do not believe in government. Who said that?
Charlie McCarthy.
No. Closer, though. Closer. No. Charlie Pierce. One last one. We've elected a national legislature in which the true power resides in the cabal of vandals, a nihilistic brigade that believes that its opposition to a bill directing millions of new customers to the nation's insurance companies is the equivalent of standing up to the Nazis in 1938 or the bravery of the passengers on Flight 93 on September 11, 2001. We did this. We looked at our great legacy of self-government. We handed ourselves over to the reign of morons. This is what they came to Washington to do, to break the government of the United States of America. Who said that?
Mortimer Snerd.
No. I guess again, Charlie Pierce. The Reign of Morons at Esquire.com.
Reign of Mortimer Snerds.
In a completely unrelated story, some Rush Limbaugh clips next. Their leader, 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Laugh Too Musical? World Too Much a Better Place for Her Mere Presence in It?
How about constantly talks with food in her mouth?
Her heart's full of love. No one cares what's in her mouth.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Some of my favorite tweets regarding the shutdown. Eric Bollard, of course, mm-hmm. our favorite. So, yeah, the GOP is now the dog that caught the car. Hashtag painful. And then POTUS mic drop tweet right after Barack Obama, the president, tweeted, despite the shutdown, the new health insurance marketplace is open for businesses planned October 1st. Hashtag get covered. And Republicans can get... No, he didn't say that.
Well, this is the Republican Party's own gerrymandering plan coming to bite itself in the ass because they got all these Tea Partiers in that are now holding the rest of the party hostage.
How's that working out for you?
Sucks to be them.
How's that hopey, changey Tea Party thing working out for you? The Senate Dems post-shutdown tweet, remember this day, and there's October 1st, 2013, Republicans shut down the government, Democrats expand health insurance for millions.
Yep.
Oh.
Contrast and compare.
A day that will live in herp derp infamy. Speaking of which, okay. So I said, Jim, they're at the point of desperation now where they're just, it's like, blah, boogity boogity, don't sign up for the exchanges because blah.
Kenyan socialist Nazi.
Just complete wall of fear-mongering lies, starting with our friend Rush Limbaugh, who informs us that the navigators that will help you with the exchanges, Jim, they all work for Acorn.
Aha.
But,
right, which doesn't exist anymore.
Right, along with other liberal boogeymen, SEIU, Planned Parenthood, blah.
Solominski. Solinsky is manning a phone line right now. Yeah.
It's just a voter registration drive. They're so information.
Noam Chomsky.
Noam Chomsky. Oh.
In California, the navigators are people from Acorn.
Right.
Oh,
right.
God.
Uh-huh.
Planned Parenthood.
Ooh.
The Service Employees International.
Ooh. Oh, unions.
Well, they are. That's who got the money to administer the exchanges.
Acorn doesn't exist anymore.
Right? I remember the story that we did on this.
Oh, a story.
Oh, if you did.
About that.
It must be true.
Let's hear that story, by all means.
California's getting something like $900 million for their exchange.
Oh, no.
And the people running it are Acorn, SEIU, Planned Parenthood.
Boogeyman, boogeyman, look over there.
And this is probably going to be the case in all the other exchanges as well.
Right,
they are voter registration outreach
shocking,
essentially.
Letting people vote.
In addition to administering the exchanges. So it's going to be Acorn and SEIU, Planned Parenthood.
Oh, my God.
They're going to have to make sure that your tax return and other personal data is just lying around on a fax machine or left overnight in a printer for the janitorial crew to get.
Oh,
and the janitorial
crew
are black.
They're black! Oh, no!
God.
It just...
Really? That was when I heard live, and I called Chris immediately. I'm like, you got to get this little bit of audio for me for tomorrow.
Acorn. Just keep repeating it over and over.
Don't call the exchange. Black Panthers. People and abortionists. Muslim Brotherhood people answering. Black janitors.
Noam Chomsky.
Solinsky.
And other Polish names.
It's a Halloween House of Horrors early. No, don't call the exchange. They're collecting your information. Nice subtle touch at the end. They're going to leave your information out for black janitors. I know he didn't say black, but you can tell what you... I mean, this is his...
janitorial staff. You know who I'm talking about, my friend.
It's part of our code. Dog whistle, my friends.
Oh, awesome.
Here, Lassie.
All right, here's another fact that might be lost on you, Jim. The entire point of the Affordable Care Act is for people to get illegal abortions that you'll be paying for.
Right.
My friends.
The Office of Personnel Management ruled yesterday that members of Congress and their staffs, in addition to getting their 75% subsidy on the purchase of insurance at the exchanges.
Negroes.
In addition to that, they will be able...
Let him tell the story.
...to buy health care plans that pay for abortions.
Oh.
Is that the end of the story, Rush?
Yeah.
Okay, all of that's complete. I will tell you why later. But anyway, the important...
So every single senator will now be getting an abortion thanks to Obamacare.
Right. Saul Alinsky's going to get an abortion thanks to Obamacare.
Dick Durbin's going to finally get that abortion he's been planning for
years. Thank God.
Thank you, Obamacare.
Acorn, Black Panther.
Is that just pathetic?
Well, at least we know John Barrasso's not going to get an abortion.
By the way.
What?
That whole, just the whole meat of what he was talking about there. Here's the other headline. Have you seen this story? It's a very kind of awkward timing for the Republicans. Boehner lobbied for the same congressional exemption he tried to kill last night.
Yeah.
We said this. The whole reason they're on the exchanges is because of Chuck Grassley. You can't say Grassley without...
S.
Right.
Or Lee.
Because he's trying to trick Democrats. Oh, if Obamacare is good enough for everybody else, I'm good enough for the government. So they said, okay. You know, first of all, if you have insurance through your work, and federal employees do, you don't have to go on the exchanges. But Democrats are like, okay, they'll go on the exchanges.
Yeah.
And now they, but you know, the government's going to do a subsidy because that, everybody understands what that means. You can't just go, I'm going to take away your health care and not give you any help. Anyway. So it's hilarious. So there was a Republicans that were, that Boehner was the one lobbying for this.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole part of that in the first place. But then the abortion, just an added little cherry on top.
Oh, and Saul Alinsky answering your calls.
Adding a little cherry lie on
top. Saul Alinsky and Noam Chomsky and Anna Klumsky.
No! Not Anna Klumsky!
Well-known abortionist Anna Klumsky.
Great, thanks. Now we're going to get her on again. Okay. All right. Oh, Deborah would like to hear the Rush Limbaugh quote about, you know, winning elections.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Okay.
Just shut up. Right. Just go away, bury yourselves in your rat holes, mm-hmm. and don't come out till you win an election. Okay. When you win an election, you can put all these socialist wackos like Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer all over the court. But until then, shut up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did. We won.
We won. All right. Okay, so shut up, Rush.
And you get nothing,
shut
sir.
The hell up.
You get nothing.
No! You get nothing! Good day, sir!
You lost. Okay. All right. Somebody tweeted McConnell.
You get nothing!
Right.
You lose!
You lose!
Good day, sir!
All right. But thank you, Rush. Thanks for playing.
I can fix that, huh?
Walk out. Okay. Boner. Find him with a candle.
Listen to me very carefully. Put the candle back.
Oh, boy. Shar in Madison on the Boehner. Not literally. Ooh,
no.
God. Hello, Shar.
Hi. So,
hi.
How are you doing?
You're good.
You're so cathartic for people out here, I think. I really appreciate it.
Wait,
but anyway.
I'm what?
It's cathartic.
Oh!
Oh, I thought you said you sold orthotics.
I thought she said I sharted. What? Wait a minute. What?
No, that's
thank you, Shar. I appreciate
great humor.
It.
Anyway,
yes.
I have a comment and a question. I was wondering if anybody out there would just offer Boehner a really good job.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
better than he's got. That would help, maybe.
Jim thought,
but anyway.
Thought he could be a used car salesman.
Sure.
He'd be good
or
at that.
Or work in a tanning salon.
He could sell you the undercoating, don't you think?
you're going to have the undercoating.
You kind of have me. McConnell is accusing the Dems of obstructionism. Someone tweeted.
You're obstructing our obstruction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is Mother Jones. Here's why the public blames Republicans for the government shutdown.
Because they did
both it. Both the House and the Senate passed budget resolutions months ago, but Paul Ryan and the rest of the GOP have refused to open talks with the Senate to negotiate a final budget number. So stop it with your stupid tweeted pictures of empty chairs across from you. Oh, we're waiting to talk. Why won't you talk We won't be ignored. This is why the public likely to blame Republicans for the government shutdown. This is
I'm not going to be ignored.
Because Republicans have been very clear all along, and they're on tape, saying they were deliberately stringing out the budget process so they could use a shutdown as leverage for their demands. Republicans have been
We probably shouldn't have said that out loud.
No.
Oops.
Oh, dear. Republicans have been quite open for months about their desire to delay negotiations until they had a government shutdown or some kind of use as a threat. Now they have it and they're using it. And everyone gets it, and that's why the polls are showing it.
That's right.
It's just, what is this? We're losing the American people. No, you're not. The president.
I blame
one Columbus. Faction of one party in one House of Congress in one branch of government shut down major parts of the government. All because they didn't like one law.
Here's something that'll make you happy. Congress still getting their paychecks. Isn't that nice?
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yes.
Somehow they skipped that
whole... just furloughed 800,000 federal workers.
Wow.
They'll still be getting their paychecks.
A
constitutionally protected $174,000 a year. Isn't that handy?
Oh, boy.
Isn't that nice for them?
We're destroying their government.
So they can make little
ruining everyone else's
ridiculous
lives.
Political points at the expense of actual people that will not be getting their actual paychecks. Which explains this. I love that. Did you see the Republican House press conference yesterday and the hecklers?
Yeah.
The House Republicans appeared before the press yesterday in front of the Capitol building to talk about the shutdown. And one heckler just yelled, "You guys are worthless."
That's funny. It's true. It's funny because it's true.
It's true. Yeah, here is the story I was talking about. The,
Right-wing hypocrites!
Oh, dear. This is not good news. Politico reported yesterday morning House Speaker John Boehner had quietly lobbied for months for a congressional staff, quote-unquote, exemption to the Affordable Care Act, the same, quote-unquote, exemption that he argued against on the floor of House Monday night.
Wow.
When his caucus passed a continuing resolution that removed it from the bill. This is just beyond pathetic.
Chutzpah.
Yes, it is chutzpah. Thank you. Not to be compared with Michelle Bachmann's photo op with the World War II veterans. Oh, my God. I got to find the actual lines that she said. This is hilarious. Oh, my God. Wait, hang on a second. Here's Michelle Bachmann. Representative Michelle Bachmann wearing casual clothes. Yeah, she was just wearing some sort of pantsuit that Marcus picked out. Seriously.
I specifically asked for bone. This is a crew.
Oh, she was in her
walking... There's a difference.
She was in her walking pantsuit, her fancy walking pantsuit.
Oh!
She
said
she was out walking when she heard about the pileup.
She got it from Talbot's.
Marcus would not be caught dead in Talbot's.
Really?
Talbot's, please.
Oh, my God. Awful.
Chico's.
H&M, ow! Said she was out walking when she heard about the pileup at the memorial, decided to hustle over to the site. She did a little speed walk.
Right.
Over to the site.
Power walking.
Oh, my God. This is just hilarious. Who's going to say no to a World War II veteran? I certainly wouldn't. America is not shutting down.
Yes, it is. Thanks to you.
Yes, Dopey.
Oh, my God.
You and your Tea Party caucus just did it. Oh, God. This is just... It's because it's the whole thing.
Did she suffer a blow to the head or something?
I don't... Oh, golly. Okay.
Maybe she was tossed down the stairs at the age of two. Who can say? I mean, she acts like she was.
Maybe she fell. Maybe tossed. Who can say?
Who can say?
All right. 47 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 52 minutes after the hour. This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting. Hey, they may want to, that would clear this all up. John Boehner could have a GoToMeeting with his Tea Party caucus.
Sure.
Find out what's up. GoToMeeting with HD Faces, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate with your team online. You can even present from your iPad now. Try it free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try Free button, and enter the promo code Stephanie. Oh, by the way, my favorite daily news cover, House of Turds.
Yeah.
With John Boehner there.
Yeah.
Right in the middle. There's the Boehner. Oh, I was doing the, Boehner lobbied for the same congressional exemption that he tried to kill last night. This is such an awkward story in Politico, Jim. Why don't we make sure that every American gets treated just like we are? Boehner asked. Seeking to prohibit members of Congress and Capitol Hill aides from getting thousands of dollars in subsidies for their health insurance as they join the Obama-mandated insurance exchanges. Yet behind the scenes, Boehner and his aides worked for months with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who helpfully released a lot of the emails yesterday.
Yeah.
As we mentioned, these were the fun facts on this whole thing, in case you're wondering where this latest talking point came from. During the original debate over Obamacare in 2009, mm-hmm. Senator Chuck Grassley
rhymes with ass.
Right. Introduce an amendment that would force congressional staffers into the exchanges, which were meant for individuals, not large employers.
That's right.
So, this is how this whole thing happened. He was trying to, it was a political stunt.
Yep.
Oh, well, if it's good and not so good, then why not we... That's what he said, basically. Grassley expected the Democrats to kill the amendment, thus allowing Republicans to claim even Democrats in the government didn't want Obamacare. But the Democrats accepted the bill, creating a second problem with the government continue to contribute to the employees' health insurance coverage under the exchanges, which employers were not supposed to do, or would congressional staffers be eligible for taxpayer subsidies, as many of us are.
Yep.
Nobody wanted the latter, so eventually the Office of Personnel Management allowed the government to contribute, as otherwise congressional staffers would be essentially be punished with a massive pay cut. This is the exemption, quote-unquote, that so many conservatives have been fighting. They're all including diaper hooker guy.
Bitter.
Boehner knew this problem a long time ago and lobbied aggressively, if secretly, for the quote-unquote exemption, including at a mid-July meeting with Reid, Politico reported. Boehner wondered aloud at one point whether he and Harry Reid could quietly slip some language into a bill to end the problem without it receiving any public attention. Oops, too late now.
Oh, wow.
The speaker even attempted to set up a meeting with the president. Oh, isn't that cute?
I'm going to try to spread the guilt around, okay?
Proposing using a cover story to obscure the true purpose of the meeting because the issue was so politically queasy. I really don't care what it's about, his chief of staff wrote in an email to Reid's office. It just can't be about what we know it's about. Ishnay and the Ixnay, with the exemption A.
Wow.
Boehner's office denies any contradiction between the speaker's months-ago lobbying effort and his campaign last night to defeat it. Of course they do.
But it's a contradiction.
Why is that hypocrite? I don't get it. All right. Oh, by the way, that's the other thing. All their congressional staffers that work for Republicans that they just threw under the bus, they're liable to get a little chatty about all this since they're being used as political pawns to make a point.
Somebody should be out there interviewing them.
T and then a he. Speaking of a T and the he, Damien in Johnstown, Pennsylvania writes, Steph, our very own John Fugelsang, sexy liberal,
yep,
brought up this point on his Facebook page, government shutdown equals no new gun permits.
All right.
Can't wait to see how well that goes over, especially here in Pennsylvania. And Eric in Michigan writes, hello, Stephanie. I am not a small business owner who listens to both sides, but I will be now. I'll be able to be now. Currently, I feel trapped by a job I hate just for the health insurance. Now, with the ACA, my wife, a cancer survivor, and I can actually dream of owning our own business someday, since we don't have to worry about pre-existing conditions. By the way, I never listen to both sides. Eric in Michigan, I think that's
that's wise.
When one side is as dopey as it currently is, what would be the point? Jay in Detroit, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jay.
Hey, Stephanie. Hi. Our friend Randy Rhodes gave me some info yesterday.
56 AF.
I had called her and asked her. I said, isn't all this just illegal and just racketeering? I mean, because this is just plain extortion to me. And
right.
Nothing would bring me greater joy than to watch John Boehner frog marched out of the Capitol in chain. You know, and the
charged with racketeering and treason. Be awesome.
Yeah. But Randy says that because of Citizens United, we're stuck. And that this behavior, though if it was you or I, we would go to jail. But since it's them and they have Citizens United in a crazy Supreme Court, they get to do this and shake us all down. But I still think, though, that we should threaten them with arrest because they are willing to destroy everybody, the entire planet, the entire global economy, just to get what they want. And well, Randy was saying that we need to you know, throw them out of office in 2014, and that's the only thing that will change it. But I can't wait that long. People are suicidal.
Now you're going to get yourself in trouble as well.
Yeah.
Political. They are political suicide bombers, which is, you can't say it any other way. It's political terrorism. Oh, I love this from the Boehner.
Last night, they not only rejected that, but they also rejected our call to sit down and resolve our differences under the Constitution, which makes it clear that if the two houses disagree, that we should sit down and discuss and try to resolve those matters.
It's the law.
That's the law.
That's what's in the Constitution, is the law was already passed and upheld by
the
Supreme Court as constitutional. It's not in the Constitution that you get to go back and do a do-over.
We're just going to change it. Screw the Constitution.
Relitigate those stupid Supreme Court justices.
Some of those guys in powdered wigs.
Don't be leftist, John Roberts.
Big words.
Okay. 58 minutes after the hour. That was an impromptu skit.
Yeah.
Brought to you by the Stephanie Miller Players. All right, 58 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeehaw! It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Are you enjoying the slim down? As Fox News calls it.
Yeah, what?
It's not a shutdown, it's a slim down. It's like, it's a way. The country was fat. We needed a slim to slim down.
Yeah, use that euphemism in front of a veteran who's not getting his benefits and see how they like it.
Yeah.
You'll get punched in the throat.
Yeah,
but Congress is still getting paid for something.
Yeah, nice. Somebody tweeted, Fox News, online Obamacare sign-up seems glitchy. Seems glitchy, dog.
Big glitchy, dog.
So our experts say glitchy. It's easier just to not have health care and die. Tweeted that. Funny. By the way, here's why. Americans flock to health exchanges. More than 1 million Americans visited new healthcare exchanges before 7 a.m. on Tuesday.
Yeah.
A level of consumer demand the president said far exceeded expectations for the rollout. Republicans jumped on anecdotal evidence that some of the websites were overwhelmed with high traffic and did not work. I'm not exactly sure how that proves their point. This is so popular. It's why it's... Go! Oh! All right. 7 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2. Sexy Liberal Hal Sparks live in studio for hour number three.
Yes.
For Hump Days with Hal.
Yes, he'll be here.
Just because I had a brief brain-related event, don't draw attention to it. I'm fine now. No one helped me. I have health care. All right. By the way, speaking of health, a magical moment for all of us, our friends at SiriusXM. Robin Quiver's back at work today.
That's right.
And she's going to be on the show on Friday. We're very, very excited.
Yes.
Speaking of excitement, our very good friend, Michelangelo Signorelli.
Signorelli.
Damn it. God. He's on our fabulous SiriusXM Progress 127 every afternoon. He joins us now. Good morning, Michelangelo. I'm going to stick to your first name. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Stephanie.
That's Signorelli. Signorelli.
Signorelli, there you go. You got it.
Michelangelo Signorelli, as Tom Brockhart would say.
All right, thank you. Good morning, sir. Great to see you in New York last week.
Yes, it was great chatting with you. Thanks for coming by.
How are you enjoying the slim down?
it's been just delicious. it's really been unbelievable just following all of this and still getting calls from, Tea Party people and Republicans who don't have a clue. I mean, they think this is working out fine for them.
Yeah. I'm, as a gay man, I know concerned about your figure. I thought the slim down, Fox News, Fox News is trying to sell you that. This is a little belt tightening that we all needed.
And a sensible dinner.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Michelangelo, I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things, and one of them, actually, there's a couple of Frank Bruni pieces in the New York Times. One of them was actually last week. I'm sure you've heard of this race, but I think it's going to be fascinating. In Pennsylvania, Frank Bruni's piece last Sunday was Log Cabin Republican, and it's about Mike Fleck, who is the Republican running in Pennsylvania. He writes, Mike Fleck, a wholesome country boy, cruised to his second term in the state legislature in 2008, running unopposed in both the Republican primary and the general. He got 100% of the vote in a largely rural, religious, conservative district. It's Pennsyltucky, right? And it was the same. Yeah, it was the same 2 years later, 100%, the same again in 2012. But for 2014, primary opponents are circling. Some supporters are fleeing. While nothing has changed, not his deep roots in the farmland here, not his degree from an evangelical Christian university founded by Jerry Falwell, not his fondness for the hunting or his pride in his bear pelt from one of his kills, everything has. At the end of last year, he announced that his marriage of 10 years was over and that he's gay.
Wow.
But, I mean, again, and he's running again, right? And this is going to be a fascinating, because nothing has changed, none of his positions except the fact that he's gay. What do you think?
Well, I think we've come a long way, and a lot of people are, you know, certainly ready to vote for somebody who's gay, even if they have not supported gay rights in the past. But I think we're going to see that for a lot of people, that's going to still be something they're opposed to. A lot of people, particularly in the Republican Party, when you look at all of the numbers and you look at the polls, that's the party that's still lagging behind. That's the party that doesn't believe gay people should have any rights at all. I mean, the majority of people in the party. So I think that's still going to be an issue for a Republican.
Well, he made a great point, Michelangelo. He said, I love this area. I think it's going to catch up, but it's never going to catch up unless there are people like me out there. And that's true not just here, but in the Bible Belt and in a whole lot of America. He said, these are good people. They've just never had to think about this before. I mean, that's an interesting point, right?
And that's what's great about having a race like this. I mean, he may not win, but people will change their minds as the race goes on and as there's media attention, and he's suddenly going to be out there as a gay man. They may have never seen a gay man before. They may get over it. They may move on from it. That's why it's important for people to be out. That's why it's important for people to run in an election like this. And,
right.
Be openly gay and not have it used against them, too.
Well, yeah, and it's made him the only openly gay Republican state legislator nationwide, right? So, I mean, that's why, obviously, there's national attention on this as well.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see if they're ready to say, well, you know, who cares, or if they're, you know, still going to, you know, be in that mode of, like, we can't do anything to promote gay rights.
Well, you know, and he was saying he's in, oh, my gosh, like Amish and Mennonite country there. And he said even if he's defeated in his primary in May, he said he'll accomplish something. And he noted there are many closeted gay men that have already sought him out for counsel. He said, I had a Mennonite drive 2 hours to my house to ask if I thought he could still go to heaven. I mean, it's just I think it's a really interesting debate that's going to resonate nationally, don't you?
Yeah, and that's great to see happening. And it needs to happen in those communities, too. So that's the great thing about this and the media attention, and certainly in Pennsylvania, it's very important for it to happen.
Well, and here's the other thing I wanted to talk to you about. I had our friend, who I'm sure you know, Shelley Wright, the official country star of the Stephanie Miller Show,
oh, yeah.
Who was my gay whisperer. She helped me come out, and you know, it's interesting. She obviously had a similar being in country music. That was a tough environment to come out in, right?
Yeah, and she really got, I mean, I think she got an enormous amount of support, and that was great to see and changed a lot of minds, but she really got a lot of people who, you know, really backlashed against her just for coming out and being who she is, even though they loved her music.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and she and I, she was in studio with me Friday when I was in New York, and I wanted to get your take on this, because we had talked about this privately, and we were talking about another Frank Bruni piece that was, you know, over a year ago. But did you read it, this Born This Way? He writes, Born This Way. That's been one of the rallying cries of the movement, sometimes the gist of its argument, but it is the right mantra to cling to. Is it the best tack to take? And he talks about Cynthia Nixon, who had just said for her it was a choice. Remember, she was married to a man for 15 years, had kids, and she's now married to a woman. And she said, you know, and you remember all that controversy in the gay community.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And she made this comment that I just thought was like, you know, great, that's her, you know, that's her experience, who cares? But a lot of people cling to this idea that, you know, you have to prove that this is biological in order to convince people. And I just think I agree with Frank Bruni. I think that's kind of a losing argument, because I think it's really complicated, number one, why people are gay. Number two, what should it matter? We protect people on the basis of their religion.
And that's right.
Religion is chosen in this, you know, you're not born that way.
Michelangelo, I had a caller to my show that I thought crystallized it so beautifully a while back. You know, because obviously interracial marriage has been mentioned in all the arguments before the Supreme Court for marriage equality. And he said, you know, were you born with the desire to sleep with someone of an opposite race, or did you choose it? And in a free country, what difference should it make?
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, there are two things going on here. One is, why go down that road of, you know, it could be a trap. You don't know what they'll find, what science will find, the complicated
right.
reasons why people are gay. The second thing is that this idea of ideological conformity, why are we telling other gay people how they have to think about who they are? And I think between men and women, you know this too, right? I mean, I think sexuality is different, a different experience for women who are lesbians and
right.
for gay men, too. And I think you can't tell Cynthia Nixon what her experience is.
Well, and you know, and that's what Shelley and I were talking about privately, because I have to tell you, Michelangelo, I was saying that was one of my fears when I came out, even, and I, as Jim and Chris know, I have not had a date with a man since the, well, it was in a Packard. But in my 30s, you know, and so I still thought, oh, God, is that going to hurt the whole, you know, born this way choice kind of thing. And so, I think Shelley and I were saying, we both know, you know, several people that have, that I think, let's say, had been on the scale. You know, I think some people are born gay, some people are straight, and I think there are an awful lot of people that are somewhere, as you say, in the middle. And whether it's Frank Bruni puts it beautifully. He says, I use the words move to love in an effort to define the significant, important territory between born this way and choice. That solid ground covers built this way, oriented this way, evolved this way, and incorporates the possibility of potent biological predisposition mingling with other factors beyond anyone's ready control. And it probably applies to Cynthia Nixon herself. You know, and she just basically, I think at some point she said, well, yeah, I guess you categorize me as bisexual, but she just doesn't like the term. That's what I find more and more people, Michelangelo, they just don't like the labels. Like, do we have to have labels? I have a friend, I was saying, that was with women for many years, and then she got married, had two kids. So what was she, gay now? And now she's straight. I don't, you know what I mean? It's just, I'm not sure labels apply to everybody.
No, and again, it's interesting that you related to Cynthia Nixon and you and Shelley Wright were talking, because again, I think female sexuality plays out very differently. And, you know, there used to be this old joke, the four-year lesbian, like women who went to college and then, like, experimented and did whatever. And I've never heard of the four-year gay man. Like, it just doesn't happen. I think it plays out really differently. And look at de Blasio's wife, you know, Bill de Blasio, who's going to be the next mayor of New York. She identified as a lesbian for a part of her life, and now she's married to him.
I think it would be funny if she left him and married Christine Quinn, don't you think?
Oh, now that would be exciting.
Just kidding. Just kidding, Michelangelo. Yeah, well, and Jim, this is the, you know, closing headline for you. It's another headline I'm reading in the Daily Mail. More than half of women are attracted to other women, and it gets more pronounced as they get older. To which Jim would say, Hey now.
Wow.
yeah, but I thought, you know, I mean, I remember talking to Shelley about this. I said, do you think it hurts the gay rights movement to talk about this, to talk about the reality that we both know in our lives in terms of people that have, you know, had all sorts of paths or journeys that are not, you know, Frank Rooney, who is gay, obviously, he even writes, I honestly have no idea if I was born this way. My memory doesn't stretch to the crib. Right.
Right. I mean, everybody's got a different experience. Yeah. I remember from when I was very, very young. I mean, I had crushes on boys when I was, you know, 4 and 5 years old. When other kids had crushes on the girls, I had crushes on them, on the guys who had crushes on the girls. So, you know, it plays out differently for everybody, but you have to kind of just let people, you know, define themselves their own way. And I can't see how it hurts the movement. If something like that hurts the movement at this point, we've gotten not very far. I mean, we have achieved so much. I think we could afford to have this complicated discussion.
Right. I agree. And no one better to have it with than you. And I'm so thrilled. I love your show on our new Sirius XM Progress station. Every afternoon, 3 to 6 Eastern, noon to 3 Pacific time, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. 3 o'clock Eastern time.
Fabulous. All right. And I don't mean that in a gay way, but it really, you have a fabulous show.
You do, and I love listening to you in the morning, and I love chatting with you and being on the show. So let's do more of it and come on my show.
Absolutely. I will listen to you this afternoon. Thank you, sir.
Bye, Stephanie.
There he goes, Michelangelo Signorelli. See?
You did.
See?
Yeah, wow.
See?
Wow.
Serious Progress 127.
And we practiced that so much.
Signorelli.
We practiced that so much before
so
you went on the air.
It's so My Fair Lady in here before we have people with difficult names. Okay. 19 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
We've got to keep up our strength for the fight against evil.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
I'm doing it. Okay, it is the Stephanie Miller Show.
And you can watch her do it at ustream.tv/Stephanie Miller.
Ooh, until I, oh, by the way, I got a naked threat email until we're back on the TV. Yikes.
Oh?
Yikes, hang on. This is not really a hate letter. It's kind of a love-hate letter.
Okay.
So whatever, let's see.
Sure.
Oh, Charles. Seems polite, but Steph, if you don't immediately identify your new TV outlet, I'm going to parachute into the Stephanie Miller compound and punch you right in the throat. Cordially, Charles.
Oh, oh well. Cordially, at least.
Oh, at least you're cordially good. Honey, relax. It's part of what Mama was in New York with for meetings last week. Just everybody catch you. It's a little complicated, the TV deal. I will announce it as soon as we can.
We're in negotiations, as they say.
Well, one of them we're not. One of them is a done deal, but...
Oh.
You don't even know yet.
Yeah, you don't even... I haven't told me yet. Okay. I'm on a need-to-know basis, apparently.
I'll tell you later.
All right.
Okay. All right. Yes, Jim, how are you enjoying your government slim down, according to Fox News? It's a governmental censa. Enjoy. Yeah.
And a sensible dinner.
It's on FoxNews.com, the caps lock heavy headline. A government shutdown? Not really. Turns out it's more of a slim down. Oh, really?
The the Heritage Foundation coined that phrase a few weeks ago and told the Republican media to start using that. So that's why FoxNews.com is using it.
Yeah, they're trying to make it seem like, you know, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
It's good what you've done, Anthony.
Right, it's real good.
It's real good.
So it sounds like Fox News is taking their marching orders from the Heritage Foundation.
Yes. Gee, if only they'd listen to them back when they proposed. What was it they proposed a few years ago? Oh, I know. Obamacare. Right. Kirsten Powers writes in Daily Breeze, heck of a job, Wacko Birds. You've shut down the U.S. government. Congratulations. The kamikaze campaign rests on the idea that they are reflecting the will of the American people. Or is it listening to the American people? As John Boehner has said. By the way, in the new CNBC poll, opposition to defunding, defunding Obamacare to shut down the government, 59% to 19%. On what planet is 19% of the population the expression of the will of the American people?
Right.
This is government of, for, and by the fringe.
By the 19%.
A chief economist at Moody's Analytics told the Washington Post, it's corrosive on the economy. We could be headed for the nightmare of recession all over again.
Great.
Heck of a job. Heck of a job, Wacko Birds.
Why are the problem causes of recession? The health care crap.
Right. President.
I hear the people at Moody's are kind of moody, by the way.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right.
I will not negotiate over Congress's responsibility to pay bills it's already racked up. I'm not going to allow anybody to drag the good name of the United States of America through the mud just to refight a settled election or extract ideological demands.
By the way, Roy Blunt, who tends to be kind of...
Blunt?
Not as moody as the people at Moody's Analytics.
God.
He said if Republicans don't get most of the blame for the shutdown, it will be the only time the opposition party to a president didn't get the blame for a shutdown. Jeff Flake, who...
Is a flake.
Tends to be a flake.
Jeez.
And he's blunt and moody.
This is really...
Barbara Boxer, who is sometimes
all right.
Boxer. What?
He said,
Boxer,
I just met her.
I don't think
it ends well for Republicans. I just think that we get the blame on things like this. I don't think it'll be any different this time. I don't think it's smart, said Representative Devin Nunes of California. People don't get elected to shut the government down, especially over something you clearly don't have the votes for. You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, even people like Grampy, John McCain, who, you know, has been there, was there for the 1995 shutdown. Well, he's been there since the, you know, Paleolithic era, but still.
Since the last time you were with a man.
Right.
Wow.
But at any rate, yeah, I mean, he's like, you know, this is why he's going, look, idiots.
Yeah.
Like little Tea Party whippersnappers. Let me tell you how this is going to end.
There is talk that he is going to be heading up the negotiations between all sides in this to try and come to some kind of...
Something.
Conclusion.
Something.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Tim in Eureka sends me a picture of a grody-looking guy. Just says, when Miley Cyrus is naked and licks a hammer, it's art and music. When I do it, I'm wasted and have to leave Home Depot.
Show a picture of Zach Galifianakis.
Is that Zach Galifianakis in that picture?
Yeah. Just a little break from shutdown news. Okay. All right, 29. Oh, lots of people calling from under bridges. We'll talk to them next.
Great.
29 minutes
boy.
After the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I am calling Human Resources and setting up a mediation for you.
I told you, I don't drink that much at work.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. The president yesterday...
I will not negotiate over Congress's responsibility to pay bills it's already racked up. I'm not going to allow anybody to drag the good name of the United States of America through the mud just to refight a settled election or extract ideological demands.
Oh, damn. Our troll hung up. All right. I'm sure he'll call back.
Shoot.
Oh, darn it. Darn the luck. All right. He got a skeered, I guess. I don't know. I think what happens is while they're on hold, we shoot down a lot of the points they were going to try to make, and then they're like, darn it. Lurleen, I need new talking points.
And then they scamper off to get new talking points.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Can y'all come back now? James in Pasadena, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, James.
Good morning. I was driving along, and it struck me a few years ago, the Republicans are going on and on about how they won't compromise and they want strong leaders who don't compromise. Well, now they're faced with the Democratic Party and a president who are not compromising and are being strong. The contrast must really be painful.
Yes, yes. T and then a he.
Why won't he compromise?
Now where are they on plan E, or have they moved to G or H now? They're going to try to fund just little pieces of the government at a time.
Yeah.
And the president's already said
No.
It's just, we literally are, somebody sent me a picture of a toddler spinning on their back in a Walmart parking lot yesterday, just screaming demands.
That actually happens?
The president's just like, no, not that either. Nope.
Just,
okay,
just
are you
want
done?
One thing.
Are you done?
Clean CR.
Right.
That's it.
Senator Elizabeth Warren yesterday.
In a democracy, hostage tactics are the last resort for those who can't win their fights through elections, can't win their fights in Congress, can't win their fights for the presidency, and can't win their fights in the courts. For this right-wing minority, hostage-taking is all they have left, a last gasp of those who cannot cope with the realities of our democracy. The time has come for those legislators who cannot cope with the reality of our democracy to get out of the way so that those of us in both parties who understand that the American people sent us here to work for them can get back to work solving real problems faced by the American people. We have real work to do, and that's what we should be doing.
Yeah.
I love her.
I absolutely love her. I
think I would marry her.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Whatever.
David Lazarus wrote a great piece in the LA Times yesterday. GOP will stop at nothing to deny Obama his due on health care reform. And this is what a lot of people have been saying over and over, but it really is true. Republicans know that once people get a taste of the benefits they'll receive under the Affordable Care Act, there will be no turning back. Mm-hmm. So the GOP is working overtime to misinform, frighten, and dupe people into keeping their distance.
Death panels.
We are at the Bruce Almighty time. It's not even coherent anymore. No. They're just trying to scare people off. Hi, I'd like to sign up for the health care exchange. Boo, boogity, boogity cheese. Republicans, Representative Michelle Bachmann said the Affordable Care Act must be repealed, quote, before it literally kills women, kills children, kills senior citizens.
Oh, come on.
David writes, literally kills children. In reality, the law extends health coverage to 95% of kids and, among other things, blocks insurers from placing limits on coverage and prohibits them from taking insurance away if a child gets sick. Extremists are allowed to say whatever they want, said the healthcare economist, so you're going to get people saying extreme things whether they're true or not. And we displayed, there is no difference now between comedy and reality. We displayed Rush Limbaugh bites of last hour, right?
Yeah.
Just boo! Acorn! People! Muslim... Brotherhood, Union, Planned Parenthood, people.
Sololinsky.
Yeah.
Noam Chomsky, Anna Klumsky. No, Anna Klumsky has nothing to
do
with
it. Stop dragging her into this. Heavy breathing hyperbole aside, a hallmark of reform criticism has been to cite every glitch and minor setback as evidence of catastrophic incompetence. A train wreck has become the Republicans have been fond of repeating over and over again. Yeah, they just keep, if you ever noticed, like, especially when they're getting cut off on TV by an anchor because they're out of time, they just sort of blurt, not ready for prime time! Train wreck is... Okay. It would have been a miracle, David writes, if something as complex as the Affordable Care Act could have been implemented without making some bumps and bruises. No law of similarly sweeping scope has ever been introduced with some tweaking required. As the president said yesterday, there was a glitch in the new iOS operating system for Apple. They fixed it.
Yeah.
No one said, you know what, we're just going to shut down Apple. We're just selling iPhones now.
There was a glitch, therefore everything's over.
A professor of health policy said, I'm at a loss to understand the extraordinary rhetoric surrounding the Affordable Care Act. He was also struck by the cruel irony of people with government-provided health insurance arguing against a law that extends coverage to millions of people who lack coverage. Ted Cruz has insurance. Michelle Bachmann has insurance. Mm-hmm. To have this coming from relatively affluent, well-insured people is beyond the pale when there are so many people who aren't as fortunate as they are. The billionaire Koch brothers are undoubtedly well-insured, yet they funded ads that attempt to persuade uninsured young people not to sign up for coverage through the new exchanges. I mean, seriously, do not fall for this. This is...
It's BS.
Right, and then but then he writes, well, we've also pointed out there's a method to this madness. If enough healthy young people opt out of the reform law, insurance rates will become unaffordably high for those who do participate. This, in other terms, is a deliberate attempt by conservatives to sabotage health care reform.
Yep.
And that's the last thing they got when they inevitably lose at all this folderol they're going through now. Another economist said, it's as if there's no empathy for people who get sick. Because this debate isn't about sick people, nor is it about health care, even the role of government, it's about denying Barack Obama a legacy as the president who succeeded in tackling our shamefully dysfunctional health care system. That was the conclusion reached by every expert I spoke with. They pointed out that many of the ideas came from the Nixon administration and the Conservative Heritage Foundation. They said they're just determined to prevent Obama from getting credit for it, like Roosevelt got credit for Social Security. There are some in the Republican Party who will burn down the health care system and the economy before they let this happen. It would be funny if it weren't so crazy. David Lazarus in the LA Times. Very scary. Good. Senator Harry Reid yesterday. Senator Harry Reid on the Senate floor yesterday.
We can't and we won't be forced to choose between parks and cancer research or disease control or highway safety or the FBI.
Thank you. Brett in Michigan, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Brett. Hey, Brett.
Hmm.
Hello, Brett. Hmm. Goodbye, Brett. Lisa in Arizona. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you, Stephanie?
Good.
Good morning.
Good, good morning.
I love your show. I love the conversation. I listen to you on the way to work, and there's a lot to talk about, and this whole business with the government, you know, is really a disservice to humanity, and it shouldn't matter who you are. We're social beings, and... You know, we want companionship. Who we get that companionship from doesn't matter.
Oh, we're back to the squeezy stack.
Yeah, before. It's been a few minutes since I called, so.
Right.
But, you know, they're all connected, and, you know, the whole healthcare.
Well, you know
healthcare.
What, Lisa, all the people are always yelling freedom. It's all connected. We should be free to love who we want to love without labels. Everybody should be free to have healthcare. To me, it's like it should be a basic right. It's not a privilege.
Exactly. I agree. And then, this whole thing about the young people. Well, if you look at young people, you're 19 to 25, you know what, they're the highest risk of getting in a car accident, which is a catastrophic event. They go to the hospital and they get care. It costs millions of dollars to keep them on life support, to go through rehab. These people need basic coverage, even if it's just for a catastrophic event.
Yeah.
And I work in healthcare. I work at a hospital. I work in healthcare. You know what? It's not me that needs the health insurance.
Right.
I have it.
Right.
So the people who need it, you know what? I don't want to have to pay for people who don't have it, and people need access to health care. There's such ignorance with, you know, just because you don't have insurance doesn't mean you can't go to the doctor. Doctors offer discounts
to pay
out of pocket.
Yep, exactly. It's right there, right? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
That's right.
That includes health care. It includes loving who you want to love. Oh, she brought up squeezy stack again. Let's get Jim's attention back. Jim, it's a squeezy gets the quote. Who said when you look at female sexuality, it's very different?
Oh, hello.
See? He's perked right up. Lots of women have been in love with men and women and vice versa. It's just not so defined, and I couldn't explain it in black and white. Have I loved men? Yes. Have I loved more than one woman? No. But did I know I'd had crushes on men and women in the past? Yes. So it was never like, oh, But I was happy in my heterosexual relationships. Yes, that's just the way it happened. I certainly wasn't a suppressed lesbian thinking, God, I want to get out of this marriage. That would have been awful. I just happened to fall in love with a woman. Who said that?
Martha Plimpton.
I don't know. How did she drag her? I thought he was going to drag Anna Chomsky, but no. Some woman cited in this
some chick.
Thing I was talking to Michelangelo about.
Some lesbian.
Yes. Here it is. Most women are naturally bi-curious, Jim.
Oh,
good news.
Hello.
A new report has discovered. Conducted by Dr. Squeezy McFeeds.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Tell me more.
Study.
My. Let's see. One over time, this is in the study, Jim. I'm sure you're
wondering. Scientific, yes.
Yes. Right. Science study.
Each woman's chosen labels change repeatedly, with one noteworthy trend. The older they got, the more they were going to choose unlabeled, which meant they did not think their sexuality fit into a tidy box.
Well,
Jim's
well
going to be cruising nursing homes.
Tidy box. I went all that way just for the tidy box.
Tidy box.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, 45 minutes after the hour, back with the latest on the shutdown. Slim down, pardon me, Fox News, pardon me. 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I got Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
I get it because it's Groundhog Day again. Republicans are doing it to us again.
Yep.
Shutting the government
down.
Uh-huh. Just like in 1995. And then we got a shut down and debt ceiling all over again.
Whatever.
Groundhog Day. Okay. All right. Oh, by the way, I love this Cher story. She's clearing up some rumors that she and Madonna do not get along. She said, I never hated her. I just thought she was a bitch.
Well.
All right. Well,
okay. I love Cher.
Snap out of it.
Right. That's what I'm saying. We need to have Cher give the House Republicans a little talking to.
Snap out of it.
Right. Wow, Jim. Rob Schneider said he hasn't worked in 7 years. Because California's run by Democrats?
Right.
What?
It's a plot to keep Rob Schneider from working. What?
From doing another from Deuce Bigelow 2.
I can think of the real reason why he hasn't worked in 7 years.
Why would that be?
Because he's not funny.
That could... In your opinion?
In my opinion.
Uh-huh. He said in an interview he can no longer be a lifelong Democrat because the party has done so poorly for the state of California. Really now? Really?
No.
He said the state of California is a mess and the super majority of Democrats is not working. Yikes. He also says he hasn't made a movie in 7 years because we're not being competitive. That's it, Rob.
God. Sure. Right.
And added that the vitamin company he co-owns.
The what?
Deuce Bigelow Vitamins. You haven't tried them?
Ew.
Had to be moved out of California due to overregulation.
Right.
Okay. Well, bye-bye.
Sure. Maybe bye-bye. You were... doling out poison to people.
Good luck.
And they needed some more regulation to keep people from dying from your shoddy products.
Once again, completely the opposite of what's true is Bill Maher so aptly pointed out last week. Love this. Mm-hmm. If this computer
Computer.
New rule: conservatives who love to brag about American exceptionalism must come here to California and see it in person, and then they should be afraid. Because while right-wingers are taking over places like North Carolina and Texas and even Wisconsin, California is creating the kind of modern liberal nation the country as a whole can only dream about. And only can't the rest of the country stop us, we're going to drag you with us. Now... It wasn't that long ago that pundits were calling California a failed state and saying it was ungovernable. But in 2010, when other states were busy electing whatever Tea Party or claimed to hate government the most, we elected a guy who actually liked it, Jerry Brown. And without a Republican governor and without a legislature blocked by Republicans, a $27 billion deficit was turned into a surplus. How? Well, it's amazing, really. We did something economists call cutting spending and raising taxes. I know, it sounds like... It sounds like crazy science fiction, but you see, here in California, we're not just gluten-free and soy-free and peanut-free. We're Tea Party-free. Yes, we can live in reality. I mean, Texas could do it too, but they love freedom too much. Like when that unregulated fertilizer plant blew up. In California, when things blow up, it's because we're making a Jason Statham movie. Now, California is not perfect, but it is in our nature to try new things. For example, now that it's clear Obamacare is going to be a success here, the movement to just go all the way to single payer is gathering steam. In lots of areas, California has decided not to wait around for the caboose part of America to get on board. Yokels can mock European-style democracies all they want. We're building one here. Gay marriage, pot smoking, regulating carbon. And people like it. The same way when Americans come back from a vacation in Europe, they all say the same thing. I saw t- on the beach. But they also remark on the modern airports and train stations over there and the absence of beggars in the street and food that tastes like food. And they wonder, why can't we get that here? Well, you will be getting that here, courtesy of the Golden State. Why? Because we're huge. We're huge.
Huge.
40 million of us. When we demand something, the market must supply it. Like when California set a high mileage standard for cars sold in this state, Detroit had to make more efficient cars. California by itself is the eighth largest economy in the world, the fifth largest agricultural exporter, and of course, number one in laser vaginal rejuvenation. Oh, I pat myself on the back. You know, it's so ironic. The two things conservatives love the most, the free market and states' rights, are the two things that are going to bend this country into California's image as a socialist f-topia. Maybe our constipated Congress in Washington can't pass gun control laws, but we just did. Because we don't give a shit about the NRA. Out here, that stands for nuts, racists, and
holes. Yeah!
Go, Bill. It's a birthday. Yeah. All right, let's go to Patrick in Indiana. Hey, Pat, welcome. Hello, Patrick.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring about a point that the Patriot Act signed years ago that, you know, stated that any group that was willingly trying to sabotage the government economically or trying to harm America economically was guilty of terrorism. So I would, you know, love a new talking point for us liberals that the conservative right, the far right, is nothing but an anarchist group trying to terrorize.
Yeah, absolutely. I've said that and gotten in trouble for it. Nancy Pelosi yesterday.
This shutdown, while it might be a joy to all of you who are opposed to government, is a luxury our country cannot afford.
Yeah, I'm reading this one story. Michelle Bachmann got all tingly and very excited at the prospect of a shutdown, saying it's exactly what we wanted.
Wow. Okay.
The stunning Steve King has said that choosing a shutdown is better than living with Obamacare. He said it should be considered a slowdown, not a shutdown.
Not right. A slimdown. No.
Right. It's a slowdown.
Tell that to the veterans who aren't getting their benefits.
Yes, exactly. 58 minutes after the hour, Hump Days with Hal next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeehaw! It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Hal Sparks on his way in 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Eric Bowler with a gloaty tweet. Obama's health care fiasco is shaping up to be as big a fiasco as Syria, you know, where he's peacefully disarming an arsenal.
Ha ha!
Yes, by the way, this just in. A team of international disarmament experts has arrived in Syria to begin work on dismantling the country's stockpile of chemical weapons. Syria has said it will cooperate with the mission set up after a U.S.-Russia deal. Yes, another Obama administration debacle, much like the Affordable Care Act, which is crashing websites because it's so popular already.
Mm-hmm. That's some debacle.
Oh, by the way, LOL GOP tweets, congrats Ted Cruz on the best viral campaign for healthcare.gov imaginable. Thanks. Someone else tweeted, wonder to what extent all the publicity about defunding Obamacare before October 1st live site launch helped promote knowledge and or demand. Oh, dear. Oh, they just, the gang that can't shoot straight, those Republicans. Yes, I don't know how you're enjoying your slowdown, shutdown, whatever it is, brought to you by the Tea Party Republicans.
They once took to the streets by the dozens until they were tossed on the roof of the station wagon of history. They were the Tea Party, the movement that idolized the founding fathers, who won the Revolutionary War completely without the help of France. Slime Life Video presents The Tea Party, the DVD series that chronicles their tumultuous rise and ridiculous pratfall from power. Order now and you'll receive part one, The Misspelled Signs. And part two, The Misspelled Racist Signs. And in part three, the explanation of why the Tea Party was completely not racist. From Take Your Government Hands Off My Medicare to Get a Brain Morans, it's all here in The Tea Party. Operators are standing by now. Order The Tea Party and receive a bonus DVD on gun safety from the I Just F***ing Shot Myself guy. The Tea Party from Slime Life Video.
And by the way, the added bonus is somebody, as always John Fugelstein pointed out, the shutdown means no gun permits can be issued. So the president just got gun control and the Affordable Care Act launched yesterday. Okay. All right. Nicely done, Boner. John Boner yesterday. Oh, my goodness.
My goodness, they won't even sit down and have a discussion about this.
There's nothing to discuss.
Harry Reid tweeted, this is constitutional. It is a law. It is not going to be relitigated. The New York Times editorial, John Boner's shutdown. Oh, Boner.
Aww.
You broke it. You own it. Patton Oswalt tweeted, you can shut down the government, but you can't shut down my Twitter feed. Funny. Bill Maher tweeted, I guess the Republicans really do need to shut down the government because technically there's no way to shoot it. Tony, you can email us all, by the way, the old-fashioned way at thestephaniemiller.com. Tony in Quad Cities writes, Steph, I want to confirm the ACA has had a negative impact on the medical profession as I have sold my operation game on eBay this morning. What a loss. Thanks, Obama.
Remove funny bone.
You hit my funny bone. All right, and I got some hate mail. This one, from Wes. Stephanie, I don't think there is a more trivial, ephemeral, and forgettable program than yours. Why, thank you, Wes.
Oh, someone knows the word ephemeral.
Well, I know. That was impressive.
I was a little erudite.
What is ephemeral, anyway?
It's gone.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like
cotton candy.
Well, so is every
like a
radio
whiff of
show.
Smoke.
Right. Well, so is every radio show, frankly.
Yeah, that's true.
You moron. That's what it is. You say it, and it's gone. It's out in the vapors somewhere. Okay, Dan writes, of the Herp Derp Caucus, writes, are all the liberals brain dead? Steph, this is day one of the Democrats hold America hostage with their imposed government shutdown. The only ones to blame here are the Democrat-led Senate.
No.
All Democrats should be thrown out of office, never allowed to hold any position of leadership because they are the tyrants they become. Yeah, tyrants. Trying to fund laws that are already laws 3 years ago and upheld by the Supreme Court.
Yeah, you and your
tyranny.
Facts.
Socialist. I'm tired of being held hostage by the Democrat Party and the most corrupt administration in history under the teleprompter-in-chief, Obama. Oh, that's a musty talking point. Really, teleprompter? let's see. Nick writes, Mom and the Mooks, I went on the New York Exchange yesterday to begin the sign-up process and found the following message. Due to overwhelming interest in New York State of Health, including 2 million visits in the first 2 hours, of the site launch. The health exchange is currently having logon issues. We encourage users who are unable to log on.
That just proves what a failure it is.
Right. And not to disagree with Chris, who, go ahead, who said yesterday Obamacare wasn't for you, but as a small business owner with StepCare, you might still be able to find yourself able to save money through the California Exchange, or should at least check it out or have Chris do it. Do it! Love, Nick from New York. Actually, I didn't even, here's, we marinate in this, as you say.
Yes.
There's something I'm going to call the guy that owns the show that's trying to kill me for the life insurance money right away about. Because the ACA offers tax credits to small businesses to buy insurance. So I might very well get some bang for my buck out of you.
Absolutely.
You dead weight. Yeah. I mean, friends
just
of mine.
Just a millstone around your neck.
Friends of mine. Bill writes, several car manufacturers will now offer a feature specifically designed for Republicans when engaged. The new cruise control, it's spelled C-R-U-Z, automatically shuts down the engine whenever the car isn't steered completely to the right. I see when it doesn't go to the right, it just shuts it down. Oh, let's see. Mary's saying nobody in the mainstream media is saying anything about the fact that a clean Senate bill would have passed in the House, but Boehner would not allow a vote on it.
Oh, that.
Yes, there is that.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, thanks, Obama. Way to go. House Sparks is getting... we'll just wait a minute. Oh, Harry Reid, did you see this picture? He tweeted a picture. Been carrying this in my wallet a long time. It shows you how long Republicans have been wrong about health care. Look at that. It's a crusty old newspaper, Jim, with quotes on it. Senator Bob Dole, I was there fighting the fight. 1 of 12, voting against Medicare because we knew it wouldn't work in 1965. Oh, Bob. Bob Dole was not right.
Bob Dole.
Bob Dole made a mistake. Bob Dole shouldn't have done that.
House Speaker
Newt Gingrich. Makes Bob Dole fruitcake.
Right. House Speaker Newt Gingrich said, now we didn't get rid of it in round one because we don't think it's politically smart, but we believe Medicare is going to wither on the vine. Wrong part two.
Wow.
House Majority Leader Dick Armey, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
His original name, of course.
Penis Air Force.
Right. Medicare.
Schmatz Coast Guard.
Right. Until he finally settled. Right. Until he finally settled on Dick Armey. Uh-huh. Medicare has no place in free work. Social Security is a rotten trick. I think we're going to have to bite the bullet on Social Security and phase it out over time.
What?
Wrong, wrong, wrong. Harry Reid carries that in his wallet. All right. Why, look who's here.
Oh! Steffi.
What's that heavy breathing I hear? Why? Could it be? Wow. Wow. Hump days with Hal Sparks.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, so
hi.
Good.
Want to have shutdown sex?
I'm standing during the show today because my chair was shut down.
Right. It's non-essential.
Yeah, it's a non-essential chair. So my chair was...
There's a chair here for you if you'd
I'm
like
kidding
it.
Around.
Okay, good.
You are always essential.
Yes. Aw, thanks. amazing.
Hello.
You know, it's interesting that at that point, I wonder if the Social Security argument that was run back then and, the coffee klatch records put out by Ronald Reagan. Well, thank you for sitting around and listening to my
record. You're going to tell your children.
We're going to... The socialists are coming, and by not letting grandma starve to death, are trying to ruin America. And that was the whole, that was the Bush. There
old
was no...
people should be left to die.
Remember that quote? Wait. Was it about Medicare or Social Security? One day, he'll tell you, if you remember when living in America when it was free.
Yeah, well, it's exactly, by the way, what everybody in the Tea Party caucus and the Glenn Becks of the world are saying. That's exactly, that's a quote. And they're just as wrong as they were back then. And it's the same sales pitch. By the way, that sales pitch didn't work last time.
Yeah.
Right.
It also did almost the exact same thing. They did the same kind of psycho push to get it working, and it didn't function. And we have Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security. And and amazingly, the market kind of trudged on and, you know, created
somehow
a lot of fortunes and a lot of independent liberty and all these wonderful companies. They all can't wait to self-folate managed to live right through that whole Social Security thing. Apple and Microsoft and all the car companies, and none of them were killed under state-sanctioned health care. It wasn't Social Security that wiped out the auto industry. Right.
Jim, Eleanor Clift writes...
Wrong!
No, she's right on this. No exit plan for Boehner as the government shutdown begins. There's no way out for John Boehner now. I'm trying to think of the movie analogies where you know that the guy's toast.
Exit Only, starring John.
No way out. No, but, you know, he's in a...
Yeah.
People have used the analogy blind alley, cul-de-sac, something.
Sure.
Right. House Speaker John Boehner still can't find an exit plan that can save the country from unnecessary grief. The Republican Party, from what polls suggest, is a losing tactic, and his job as leader. Yeah, he's just guzzling nonstop.
Hey, that is completely and utterly false. He has a very easy path to get us out of this, to get his party out of this, but it entails dealing with the 40 or to 80, depending on how strongly they feel it during a particular week, gerrymandered Tea Party nutcases that are in his constituency, because the rest of them will go with a tip towards getting it done. And they'll even let the ones who are safe district be the ones who edge it over and make it possible. He just won't table it. Because it's for his speakership. He's not trying to save America. He's not even trying to stop Obamacare. He's trying to save his speakership.
Yeah well, I mean, somebody...
American people are going to suck it.
Glug.
Eleanor Cliff points out, though, he needs to abandon the so-called Hastert rule named after, remember, Denny Hastert?
Oh, God,
Beefy McBratwurst, remember?
I'm down here at Riemann Schneider's House of Meat. I'm having some servalette.
Someone should ask him what he thinks of this.
Some hot mustard on it.
Boehner has violated the rule twice before. Somebody, a former Republican congressman, said, has anyone asked Denny Hastert? Does he think the Hastert rule should be applied in this case?
Shutting down
the government and not compromising is antithetical to Denny. He was a workhorse. The main criticism of him as Speaker is he wasn't enough of a show horse. This is not how he would have reacted. So Hastert would have repealed the Hastert rule.
It would have repealed the Hastert rule. The problem was I had a 90% blockage in my
aorta. More of a guideline than a rule.
I wonder if you can stop eating sausage long enough to...
All right. It's more of a guideline than a rule, honestly.
Chime in on this.
It's not actually written anywhere.
No.
Anywhere
anyway,
at all.
Eleanor Cliff ends by saying this is more like the Titanic, and what we're seeing on Capitol Hill is a very large tip of an even bigger iceberg, which is going to be the debt ceiling. Oh, somebody... And I think... Someone's going to push John Boehner off the piece of wood at the end.
Yeah.
Is that him just throwing a drink in his own face? Was that what that noise was?
That was hitting an iceberg.
No. That was Eric Cantor.
That was Eric iceberg.
That was Eric Cantor pushing him off the wood at the end.
Right, totally, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Kicking him off the plank.
I'll always love you. Bye-bye.
My heart will go on.
Leave the gavel.
Your heart will go on.
Right, exactly. Mine will be frozen at the bottom of the sea.
Leave the gavel and the blue diamond and go on. Okay. 18 minutes after the hour. Right back. Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller is... Who is a babe, by the way? I must point this out.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I get my kids above the waistline, sunshine.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 23 minutes after the hour. Hump Days with Hal Sparks. Oh, by the way, I'll be on the Ed Show on MSNBC on Friday. I was on Jane Velez Mitchell on HLN.
Yeah,
last night.
Frightening.
Terrifying.
Frightening for Mama.
Too many graphics for Mama. Too fast. She's like I was saying, the female John McLaughlin. I know she had. She's literally both sides are to blame. That was her whole thing last night,
which is complete
70, shut down.
Nonsense.
I was like, well, obviously Jane the Republic wrong. And then Amy Holmes, and then Amy Holmes, she'd like be like, no, both sides are to blame. Stale talking points from both of you. That's what she said. She goes, stale thinking from both of you. No!
Stale thinking?
It's like, wow.
Wow.
Listen, it's my cocktail hour, honey. I don't
You should have been drunk for that.
Yeah. You got to soften the blow. It's kind of like, yeah.
Stale thinking from both sides. No!
It's the unfair, you know, aspect of being the drunk in the car accident. They always survive.
Yeah.
You're the one who would survive that interview. Just softened up.
There's only one thing to do now to get over this whole shutdown thing. Go see Hal Sparks' band, 01, at the House of Blues.
Next Monday.
Here in Los Angeles?
Yes.
Right.
It's going to be amazing.
Nice.
I'm just saying. I'm postering it up. If you can see on the Ustream, we are swinging for the fences.
Product placement.
So you go to Facebook.com/01Nation.
Yes. Or our Reverb Nation, or you can follow us, The 01 Nation, on Twitter.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, look, everybody. Awesome. It's Kyle from Phoenix. Hi, Kyle.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Well, I just wanted to take issue with you guys briefly. I know that there's a government shutdown and everything. However, on the House floor, or the floor of the House yesterday, there were three bills offered up to get D.C. running, Veterans Affairs funded, and
right.
also our national parks back
right.
going again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And?
And they were defeated.
Of course they were. You can't partially fund the government based on your own idea of what should be paid for.
Exactly.
That's not what the Congress's job is.
Well, the appropriations were given for 1, 2, and 3 to get 1, 2, and 3 running.
Well, yeah, see, you know what? They're not in any position to negotiate. We have a law that has passed that has been upheld by the Constitution and reaffirmed in an election. You don't get to. The president is going to...
have opportunity to get the government running again, and they...
It wouldn't
yes,
run the government.
They have an opportunity to run the government again. All they need to do is say,
pass a clean CR. Why
right.
wouldn't they, that was on the floor
yeah.
as well.
Why won't they pass a clean CR?
So basically, the government was... offered to get running again.
No, it wasn't. Three small parts of it were. Why won't they offer a clean CR just to get everything up and running again?
And then negotiate
well,
in an actual
like
budgetary conference.
Holding the government hostage.
I beg your pardon?
Aye!
What?
Well,
who's holding the government hostage?
I'm not in a troll mood.
Did he
I'll
say
kill.
Democrats
yes.
were holding the government
yes.
hostage?
Yeah,
yes.
Well, that's got to be the talking point. It's not his fault he's reading from a piece of paper. That has crayons smeared on it. Look,
so, by the way, the Republicans,
also,
as we've been saying, Hal, planned this all along.
Yeah.
The budget monster, Paul Ryan, and others.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats have been asking for months and months to talk and have an actual budget.
Six
they
months,
did this,
they have not appointed anyone to the conference
loud.
On budgetary
They said
issues.
It out loud. We are waiting until we have the, quote-unquote, leverage of shutting down the government or the, you know, not the, or blowing through the debt ceiling, the budget monster.
Most budget agreements in the past
right.
have always involved debt limit increases. We think that's the forcing mechanism, just like
forcing.
The Budget Control Act that President Obama signed before. We want a budget agreement that gets the debt under control.
Yeah, forcing mechanism.
You mean, maybe you should think about halving the deficit. Oh, wait, that's already happening under this president.
oh, Lord.
God.
Wow.
Well, they could have fixed it, but they didn't.
Yeah.
Democrats.
Okay, let's just call this what it is. This is a financial coup. This is a small faction of a even smaller faction of a political ideology that is seeking to wrest control of the government in
mm-hmm.
its entirety based on their ideology using financial means. That's all it is. It's
yep.
the money
it's
equivalent tank. Absolutely.
It's at the attack on Fort Sumter.
Exactly.
Revisited.
It's a joke.
But the good news is they're getting a little queasy over there at Politico. GOP braces for shutdown fallout. Made you flinch. despite a firm belief the public is on their side in opposition to Obamacare, there's a palpable fear among Republicans on Capitol Hill that they will not be rewarded for taking such a tough stand against the law. The first shutdown, obviously, in 17 years. In interviews Monday, many congressional Republicans argue their best hope is the shutdown will be short and the GOP can secure at least one concession from Obama and that voters will forget about the debacle by next November.
Computer says no.
Okay, can we clear up two things right now that are driving me crazy that I keep hearing
yes.
over and over again? First of all, that whole thing about where they refer to it as a bill that hasn't been discussed and all those kind of things. It's a law. It's been passed.
Mm-hmm.
It's there to be read if you want to read it. And the parts of it are already going on just like every other part of it. Okay. The other one is that in their own kind of design of what they want budgetary wise or whatever, they're not just against Obamacare. This is not the Republicans shutting down the government to stop Obamacare, because in all their,
because it didn't do that
no,
anyway.
Right,
anyway.
It can't do it. Plus all the other things they're adding is add the Keystone Pipeline, limit contraceptive coverage for women, there's a laundry list.
They're
of
little
20
tea party,
things.
Their Tea Party wet dream.
Right.
All right. Speaking of wet dreams, back with more Hal Sparks.
Stephanie Miller.
She backs up mediocre looks with a horrible personality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. If you're listening to Right Wing Radio, the president has shut the government down and killed Tom Clancy today.
Yep.
Right.
Thanks, Obama.
Tom Clancy has left us.
Yes.
That's 66 years old.
Yeah, that's a little young.
Yeah.
1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Hump Days with Hal Sparks. Sexy liberal extraordinaire.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony in Cleveland, you're on with Hal. Hi, Anthony.
I have a question for you guys. In the interest of full disclosure, I'm a libertarian, so I'm glad that what's going on is going on. But why do you continue repeating this mantra?
Wait, go back. Anthony, go back. You're glad, meaning you would prefer the government just stay shut?
Well, it's not shut down. 80% of the employees are still working. It's a slowdown, which is something they probably need.
Tell that to veterans who aren't getting their benefits.
Or disabled vets, especially. Or Social Security benefits that aren't going out.
Can I respond?
Sure, absolutely.
I lost my job. I was laid off 3 years ago. I had to go find a new job. Mm-hmm. It's called being an adult. Plain and simple. I mean, I'm not sure why they're like
disabled vets are going to go out.
Soldiers went overseas, fought for our country. They got wounded in the course of fighting for our country. We owe it to them to give them their benefits, and right now they're not getting them, sir.
Okay. Then pass a resolution giving them their benefits. Can I ask my question, please? Why do you continue repeating the mantra that the law was passed legally and constitutionally upheld? That doesn't mean it cannot be repealed.
You're absolutely right. It can be repealed. There's a process for doing that. It forms in the House.
It's not by shutting down the government.
It goes up to the Senate. The Senate actually passes it as well. The president signs the repeal, and that's how it happens. This is not how it happens.
Right.
This could be one way it happened. They're not doing anything constitutional.
No, you're absolutely wrong, and especially considering you don't like government in its essence anyways, it's hard to take you seriously on the procedural aspect of this. But that's how it goes. When you repeal a law, that's how it happens.
Go ahead.
How is it unconstitutional what they're doing? How is what they're doing right now, for whatever reason,
Anthony, do you think that they have the votes in the Senate, and even if they did, the president would sign a bill repealing his signature legislation?
Absolutely not.
Okay. All right. That's the procedure for doing it.
So what
they're doing is absolutely pointless and is hurting the country.
Right.
Right. So there's a lot of things you can do, Anthony. But they're still not going to happen.
But there is one prescribed way in the Constitution for getting a law passed or repealing a law.
Right.
Yeah.
The Republicans aren't following the Constitution.
The guy starts the conversation, I'm a libertarian, so I don't believe in government.
That's what I mean. It's hard for me to take seriously his argument about proper procedure in an organization he doesn't believe should exist.
Yeah. Could Hal Sparks sleep with every woman in Los Angeles today if he wanted to? Probably yes.
But,
should he?
No, because
will he?
Because none of them would enjoy it fully. It would be like a factory. It'd be an assembly line.
Lucy and Ethel in the Chocolate Factory.
Right, exactly.
Although some nights in the past after
the Vegemite of Vita Benjamin or whatever of sex. It's not right. People deserve attention.
Some nights after a 0-1 gig in the past, I'm sure there might have been a factory type of situation.
Yes, I've been on the road for many sexy liberals. Was it possible?
Yes. Probable? No.
If Sexy Liberal wasn't so successful when we were playing 2,000-seat theaters, he could.
Is it possible Melissa could have kissed me on the mouth on stage? It did happen.
That did happen. Dreams can come true. It can happen to you.
So the idea, by the way, most people when they say they're libertarian, they are failed Republicans.
Right.
They are Republicans who walked down the primrose path with George W. Bush and ran into a brick wall and went, this ends here.
Right.
And now they're trying to pretend they didn't follow him. And that's exactly what it was. They voted for him twice. They liked the Iraq War, and then fell over on them.
I actually do feel sorry for the few vaguely sane Republicans like Peter King. He's like the guy that's whispering to the
vaguely
to the
sane
crazy.
Is a good phrase
in this respect.
Yeah,
it's like maybe we should pull back.
By the way, he's not vaguely sane in this. He's not. He's just protectorate.
But he has an understanding of how D.C. works.
Right.
And this is not how D.C. works.
For getting reelected, carrying his party forward, not because he cares about the ramifications of it. He just doesn't like this tactic because it'll ruin his.
Right. He said Peter King attempted to lead a moderate coup against the Republican leadership. Why he could no longer stand by and watch the crazies in his party damage the country. In the final minutes before the vote, he stood at the back rail, watching the scoreboard, still hoping there was a chance to stop the madness.
Right.
Or stop the insanity, as Susan Power would say.
Right.
When she wasn't drunk.
Allegedly. But when he spoke to...
I don't think there's anything alleged about it. I think she admitted that.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I've talked to her about.
You can always tell the S's were longer.
Yeah.
Stop the insanity.
He said every time someone seemed ready to join him in averting the shutdown, he said John Boehner would have a quiet word with the waverer. So John Boehner would blow his Merlot breath in someone's face.
Right. And...
Hey.
It's like some sort of weird vampire hypnosis. He'd walk over and go, And they go, right. Hur,
hur, hur, yeah, hur. Just in a cloud of Merlot.
His breath is so proof that he can he can knock you out.
Yeah, he's like that close talker in the tavern. He's
all right, yeah, John, stop breathing on my neck, man. Okay. I got it.
Get out back in 1965.
Anyway, I don't know what you said, John.
What?
John, what?
We're sure past a minute here.
Mayor By Carey, the way, Peter King
said... If you
stop
spinning on my neck, I will leave.
Peter King says it goes against the whole spirit of the Constitution and the effort to undo Obamacare. And basically the story is about how Ted Cruz is running the House.
Oh, yeah.
Boehner had planned to, you know, to do the, you know, responsible thing. He said that wasn't good enough for the Cruz wing, which was bent on undoing a law that was passed by Congress. He said it's going, Peter King said it's going nowhere. There's no end game. It's bad for the Congress. It's bad for the government. It's bad for the country. He said, he called it government terrorism. I wonder if he's going to get the same hate letters that I got. I can't be a party to this anymore. He told a bunch of them right before the vote. His only other significant break with his party, back in 1998, he was the sole Republican to vote against all articles of impeachment brought against President Clinton. So But there's nobody that can stop the crazies now. That's the problem.
Well, here's the thing. There absolutely is. John Boehner could stop this craziness because there are the votes in a big bipartisan way to pass a clean CR.
Absolutely.
There is a huge group of Republicans who would actually sign a clean CR and get back to a budgetary conference where they actually might make some headway in getting their, you know, their strategic and ideological points moved forward. There's a lot of reasoned discourse that can happen across the ideological divide in Washington. It is not happening, not because John Boehner doesn't have the votes to make that happen. It's because he won't do it out of fear of this group. That's it. That's the only reason.
By the way, yesterday, in other Obama debacle news, UN inspectors entered Syria to disarm Assad, and the healthcare exchanges were so popular
that a lot of the websites crashed.
Right, you couldn't get on. The president yesterday.
We're going to be speeding things up in the next few hours to handle all this demand that exceeds anything that we had expected.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then Appleboy, Hal Sparks, Appleboy.
Yes.
He made an analogy.
Consider that just a couple of weeks ago, Apple rolled out a new mobile operating system.
I'm using it.
And
too,
within days, they found a glitch, so they fixed it.
Got the update.
I don't remember anybody suggesting Apple should stop selling iPhones or iPads.
or we should shut down Apple, is what he said.
Hey, well, Steph, you're only using it by accident.
Oh, by the way, Rush Limbaugh lied again yesterday. He's like, oh, there was no glitch in iOS 7. There was no glitch. He lied. I'm like, what? Yeah, there was.
Well, yeah, well, there was.
Yeah, it was a security glitch, meaning that people could access your phone through the lock screen.
There was also a messaging glitch. iMessage.
Well, that's still going on.
Yeah, right. It's a fixable glitch. You can do it, but you just turn off iMessage and turn it back on, essentially, in your settings.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's a glitchable glitch.
You reset it.
Tech support. Hal Sparks is not just
you reset it and
smart
it,
and funny.
And
he's also tech support.
It works. Everything works fine.
Reset it and forget it.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
So turn it off inside your general settings and turn it back on after a couple seconds, and it will fix the issue.
It's a train wreck. It's a disaster. Oh, it's fixed.
That's a
glitch.
Never mind. Right. And that's interesting enough. Like the same issue with Syria. It's like this huge panic about Obamacare is sort of equivalent to the methodology in Syria.
I keep my stapler.
Now you can't even keep your stapler.
I haven't been paid in 7 weeks.
Get in the storage room, B. Joe in Rockville. You're on with Hal. Hi, Joe.
Hi. I got one question, and I hope you guys can answer it without just the standard Obama talking point, if you can. Or you
can you present a question that isn't a Heritage Foundation talking point?
Can you listen to the question and not respond with that stupid canard?
That was
did or did not the Democrats use extraordinary and atypical means to pass Obamacare?
No.
Oh, come on. They did.
What were the extraordinary means?
They used it as a budget point, and you know darn well they did. They did it.
Really?
They did
you mean in the sense that they won a majority of the votes, and so the bill passed and then was upheld by the Constitution and then...
Supreme Court.
Right, or Supreme Court.
Okay,
right.
So you're
so what were the extraordinary means?
What were the extraordinary means?
They used it as a budget reconciliation method, so they did have to get 60 votes to have closure. and you know that's the way it was done.
Right. Actually, even Harry Reid. You don't need using 60 votes to have cloture and you know basically begin debate on something.
Right.
So that it can be
typical. It was not a typical way that this type of legislation is passed.
Are you arguing it's unconstitutional?
Well, you know
what happened?
Completely atypical is threatening to shut down the United States government.
Yeah.
Over relitigating a law that's already law for 3.5 years. Yeah. That is.
That's atypical.
Right. Just atypical, one of a kind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. All right.
Nice try.
Yeah.
45 minutes after the hour. Back with the remaining moments. Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Atypical?
The more you hear it, the funnier it gets.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Better girl. In the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong.
Meaner than the junkyard dog. Uh-huh. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. This hour brought to you by Carbonite. Speaking of fabulous products, 01.
Yes.
Hal Sparks, awesome band playing at the House of Blues here in Los Angeles if you're in the L.A. area.
Monday night. Yep. We're opening for Steel Panther. If you haven't seen Steel Panther, you haven't been to Los Angeles. I insist. It's a great night out. I know you guys are
interested. I've seen Aluminum Puma. But,
yes, they're very it's different.
My favorite is the fictional one. What's the Marky Wahlberg one?
Rockstar, the movie.
Steel Dragon. Sure, right?
Yeah.
Stand up and shout! Yeah, right. No. Although Zach Wilde is the guitar player in that, super awesome.
By the way, Hal Sparks, fabulous musician, and not enough of a douche to have his bodyguards carry him up China's Great Wall like Justin Bieber did.
Did you hear about this?
No.
He was sightseeing in Beijing. And he didn't want to walk himself up a few steps, so he had his bodyguards carry him up to China's Great Wall.
Lazy bastard.
Oh, my God.
He's like 12. Come on.
Yeah, and this is why.
Pounds.
This is why they hate us. Okay.
I would say in defense of the historical China, there's been a lot of situations where rich and or elevated individuals in that society as well have been carried by heavier people. That's happened in a lot of societies all over the world. It's just surprising that he wasn't in the little box with two sticks sticking out of the side of it.
A sedan chair.
Exactly.
There you go.
If he was really classy, he'd get one. That's what Lady Gaga would do. You know what I'm saying? But she's got real talent. She can sing.
I don't know how this snuck by on FoxNews.com, but Sally...
Bill Hemmer?
Hmm?
No, sorry. How did he sneak by?
Five reasons Americans already love Obamacare, plus one reason why they're going to love it even more soon.
Mm-hmm. That was on FoxNews.com?
Yes. Most Americans don't know what's in Obamacare, but when told what the law actually includes, a strong majority support the law.
Uh-huh.
Did you see all the dopes being interviewed on the street? Affordable Care Act?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm.
Do you like Obamacare?
No.
Terrible.
Bad death panels. Socialism. Kenyan.
The fun facts, as she writes, number one, ACA allows young Americans to stay on their parents' insurance plans. Number two, ACA bans insurance companies from denying coverage for pre-existing conditions. Mm-hmm. Number three, ACA offers tax credits to small businesses to buy insurance. I didn't know that. I'm checking into that today.
Mm-hmm.
ACA requires companies with more than 50 employees to provide health insurance. By the way, this one I wanted to see, because this is you're going to get a human talking point back on the phones in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Over 96% of companies with more than 50 employees already provide health insurance to employees, and contrary to Republicans claiming otherwise, studies show the vast majority of those employers do not plan to drop or reduce coverage because of Obamacare, and there is no evidence that Obamacare has led to companies slashing full-time workers.
Right.
In fact, since Obamacare passed in March 2010, over 90% of the gain in employment has been full-time positions.
Mm-hmm.
Still, we know that companies can afford to provide health insurance to their workers and yet fail to do so, offset the cost of care onto the rest of us, whether the cost of emergency room treatment that gets passed into other consumers or Medicaid coverage that we pay for as taxpayers. That's what someone was saying. We ought to be shaming those companies, not blaming the president, going just because a couple of douchey employers are going to try to do this to make a political point.
Distribution, like redistribution of wealth or socializing your medicine. Arguably, if anybody who is sick at all or whatever, who goes to an emergency room and doesn't have insurance, that automatically redistributes your wealth.
Thank you.
Automatically, without any choice about how it's done or the efficiency of it.
Boo, you moochers, you slackers. She says, especially with tax credits available to small businesses, there is no excuse for companies to pass the buck. And 75% of Americans support this element of Obamacare. Number five, ACA provides subsidies to help individuals afford coverage. This, I think, a lot of people don't know yet, how they're going to find out the Americans who earn $45,000 a year or less will qualify for some form of subsidy. Mm-hmm. And in study after study, in a lot of different states, it's going to make it amazingly cheap for people.
Yep.
And number six, the exchanges, which just opened yesterday. Americans of all political stripes like choice and competition. Mm-hmm. It's no wonder 80% of Americans, including 72% of Republicans, support the health insurance and change exchange program. Mm-hmm. And that's even, which is why they were crashing yesterday.
Right.
And that's even before the exchanges opened. Plus, a new report shows health insurance premiums will be even lower under Obamacare than originally projected. After all, the law is already popular when not fully in effect, and most people haven't even felt its benefits. We all know what will happen when it takes effect.
Right.
And it worked. And that's exactly why they are so desperate and panicky right now. I mean, it's just...
Damn it, it's working.
Right, well, that's the thing. The minute it actually works...
People like it.
They'll never say that they were wrong about it. They'll say that they helped change it or whatever when normal shifts change. This is a ginormous problem that requires a ginormous solution, and that's what this is. And over time, it will be modified and improved upon as the actuality... Everybody's complaining about the size of the bill, for example. There are 330 million people in this country with mm-hmm. almost as many diseases yeah. out there. And healthcare has a breadth of things, from birth diseases to onset diseases to contagious disease. There's a variety of things that have to be dealt with, and it requires something this complex to make sure mm-hmm. that those people are covered. The old system didn't.
Right.
You just didn't pay out if they had too much of a disease. Once a kid passed his 18th birthday and he'd had leukemia his whole life and hit that lifetime cap, done. Sorry,
yes,
kid.
You're done.
You're
exactly.
not getting treated anymore.
Gene in Minneapolis, you're on with Hal. Hi, Gene.
Hi, Steph. Hi, Hal. Hi, Luke.
Hello.
I wanted to give an example of what the woman called about earlier who worked in the hospital. As a young, healthy adult, I left my job, returned to graduate school, thought I had purchased adequate insurance. I had a hospital indemnity plan. Then I was diagnosed with cancer, and it only covered about a third of my expenses. And I spent about a decade paying off the bill and have lived ever since the fact that I have a pre-existing condition. If there had been Obamacare back then, I could have been under my parents' insurance
right.
because I was under 26. Now, in my 50s, I called the other day, Steph, and pointed out that those of us in our 50s could potentially have accumulated enough retirement savings to leave the job force and open up jobs for younger people. But up until now, we haven't had many options if we had pre-existing conditions, for example,
right.
for getting affordable health care.
Well, that'll be good to know when I hit my 50s. Thank you so much.
Oh, please.
Shut up!
For the third time.
By the way, I'm never leaving my job. This is going to be Weekend at Steffi's. You're going to prop me up when I'm dead.
Okay, all right.
I'm not making way for
anybody.
Can't
afford to, otherwise.
If you die, we lose our jobs, so we need you to be propped up there.
No. Do you know how easily it is to put health sparks in these jingles?
She's just going to wear her skin like Vincent D'Onofrio. D'Onofrio and Men in Black. Sugar and water.
HealthSparks.com. Check it out.
Yep. The Zero One Nation on Twitter. See us Monday night.
Yep. House of Blues here in L.A. Love you, Hal. See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.